Good morning, everyone. Welcome. It is Friday, October the 15th. The cafe, you can drop it now. We've got a big show for you. What about this? The man himself. Sometimes you don't know how good you got it until they're gone. Bruce McAvaney, Channel 7's own, the master caller, to join us for a big preview of a massive weekend of racing, Caulfield Cup here, the Everest up there, of course, in Sydney. And Bruce will be all over it. So he's going to join us at about 8:35. We're going to have a great chat with him. The winner of the Golden Feather and the Scott Palmer Award, the Golden Feather for the best administrator during the trade period, the Scott Palmer Award for the best journalist. Australian marathon swimmer Chloe McCardle, I saw her on the Wisps News. She's broken the world record for the most number of swims across the channel between England and France. She's going to join us. Georgie Samios is a fun Friday specialist. He's got a little bit of food and wine to talk about today. And the E&S open line's open. The temper text machine's open. It shows yours on Fun Friday. We're going to have a bit of a laugh, get us sorted out for what's going to be a big weekend of sport. Whispers, welcome to you.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, everybody. Great to be here. Gee, there's a lot of stuff we've got to get through this morning, isn't there? Hell's bells. How are we going to get through all this in 3 hours?
I don't know,
hours?
But all I've got is positive positivity today. Everyone's had we've all, throughout the course of the week, got stuff off our chest. Fair enough. You mightn't like what your team did. You mightn't like what we said. Today's a positive Friday, so spare us your negativity. We're up and about today. Just getting through your Caulfield Cup tips, too. We always like to see if anyone knows anything. We don't know what we're talking about, but you out there may. So send through your tip. Wispy pinched both of mine yesterday.
Yes, I did. I've done my heat patches and maps and all that sort of stuff. Oh, so that's coming out. If I've got time, I'll filter that through when we're talking to Bruce a little bit later. I'm still liking Master of Wine, Montefiore, and Young Werther. Young Werther is the one I'm going to have a very close look at the weekend.
Out and out thief you are.
Hey, when I got to work yesterday, you know what everyone was talking about?
What?
Top Box Tom and the triple boxes. And you know what I found out yesterday, just to go back?
I told you it's a big story.
Well, it was a big story because you started talking about it.
No, not at all. Hutchie and Damo started it, and I also took notice, and then I saw Top Box Tom.
What do they say about imitation?
Greatest form of flattery.
Yes. Guess who was doing a triple boxer after Seven went with their triple boxer?
Who did a triple box?
Tony Triple Box. He's Tony Triple Box now too. He's gone and done the triple box at Channel 9 after they saw the triple box on Channel 7. No, Mitch the Masai had it on his screensaver.
They did.
The night before, they did. I don't know if they went back to the triple box last night or not.
Who was their triple box?
I don't
box?
Know. I didn't recognise them.
And who was the top box?
No, I think they had...
Well, if you don't know what we're talking about, Tim did the news on Channel on the Sport. He's in half of the screen, and then they've got this fantastic 1-2 punch with Tom Brown and Mitch Cleary, the young punk who's coming on, and Tommy's the number one man, but Mitch Cleary will be chasing. And then they've got him in a split screen, but I'm always of the opinion that the top box need to be Top Box Brown because he's the number one man. But yesterday it was Mitch Cleary, and Brownie, Tommy was a bottom box Brown.
Well, I explained that to you, and I'll explain it to you one more time.
I don't accept it.
Well, Mitch had a late-breaking story, so he went in the top box. Tommy top box, he was in the bottom box. Anyway, has Matthew Lloyd been in this studio while we've been upstairs? Has he been doing trade raid in the studio?
Are you back downstairs?
Yeah, I'm back downstairs. I think he has.
Boy, what's he done?
Has Trade Radio been going out online as well? Has that been videoed as well? That makes sense.
Why? What have you found?
A makeup purse with ML18 embossed on it.
What's in it? Has it got
eyeliner, a little bit of blush, some hairspray, and it says on the hairspray, added sea salt for colour. Yes, a little bit of colour.
No.
A lip gloss. I found a lip gloss in there and a nice little compact, obviously, for him to just check his look before he goes on air.
He's a handsome man.
Well, can I give that to you so that you can send it or something? He'll be missing that today. He's going to be lost without that today.
I think he's off air for a while now. He's done his best work. Hey, I've got something very exciting to tell you.
Oh.
Very exciting.
Really?
As exciting as I've been since that beautiful day over in Perth, which will live long in my memory for the rest of my life.
Oh, this is big.
I found a show last night. I haven't had a show for 8 weeks, rather.
Right.
And I logged in and watched an episode, 3 in a row, back to back to back.
Gee, it must have been good.
Ted Lasso.
Ah, everyone's been talking about Ted.
Absolute belter. I know it's not new. I know there's people out there who'll say, oh, late to the party there, old Garrity, but absolute belter. And loved it.
Did you recognise yourself in any of the characters?
No, I did not.
Because there's been word on the street that you resemble one of the characters in Ted Lasso.
No, I know the one, and no, I do.
Not like him at all?
Just because he had a hairy chest. He's always got his shirt off.
And he's a bit gruff, but underneath it all, he's nice
Who said I was gruff?
Well, that's the word out there in the street, that you're a big gruff. Exterior-wise, you're a big gruff, but underneath it all, you're a bit of a teddy bear.
Yeah, well, that could be true too. But anyway, it's a belter. Let us know what you think of Ted Lasso. Mm.
What did you like about it?
Sudeikis. Well, you know the premise. He coached a American football team, and then he gets appointed to a Premier League soccer team to coach, having never coached or knew anything. He doesn't know anything about soccer, obviously. And the lady who appoints him she wants to lose and blow the whole franchise up because she inherited the team through a divorce.
Yep.
So anyway, he's a fantastic actor.
Mm,
it
funny.
Was great. You would love it.
Funny show?
Get on it, yeah.
I've been told it's funny.
No, I really, really, really liked it. So get on it right now. Oh, got some tips coming through here. Young Vietta for me too, boys. And my roughie is Salino, former Sydney Cup winner. $100 to 1. That's from Craig. Good on you, Craig. Send him out.
Hey, you know, we've got Chloe on later this morning. She swam the channel for the 44th time, now holds a world record. It just, my mind immediately went back to someone else that tried to swim the channel, Campbell Brown. Look, I just want to remind you, this is Campbell before he hopped in the water all those years ago as he attempted to swim, prior to him attempting to swim.
This is legitimate, by the way. This is not one of your set-up jokes.
No. This is him jumping in the water, or about to jump in the water. Okay, have a listen to what he had to say.
So I'm about to jump in the water, get into land, and I'm feeling pretty good. I'm loving these conditions. I think we've been pretty lucky with the weather, and now it's just a matter of getting the job done.
Get the job done.
So how far is the swim? Is it 30 or 40?
It's 38 kilometres, 21 miles, okay. So at the end of the first 12 hours, he was 20K from France. After 18 hours, he was 32 kilometres from France. After 26 hours, he's 100 kilometres from France. They aborted his race on day 4, citing serious tidal and rip conditions. He was found off the coast of Morocco.
He said the conditions were magnificent. What's wrong with him?
It must be a lot tougher than it looks.
Oh, well, really? What do you mean? You don't reckon it looks tough?
I don't know. I don't think it does. It's a long way.
Far can you swim? What's the most you've ever swum in one session?
When I got my senior.
What's that, 100 metres?
I don't know how far it was, but you had to swim it in full clothes, and then you had to duck dive bronze to the bottom of the Dimboola pool and pick up a brick. That wasn't easy.
That was true, wasn't it?
then you had to tread water. You had to have something
in your clothes.
In each hand, you had to tread water out in the middle of the pool there for a while. Yeah. That wasn't easy. Yeah. No, it can't be easy. It can't be easy, which means that, Chloe having swum it 44 times, and the last two times, I think she swam them within sort of like 48 hours or 24 hours of each other the last two times back and forth. So that is an extraordinary performance. Extraordinary.
Yeah, that is unbelievable. The platform is Ted Lasso on. It's come through off the old temper text. Yeah, it's a nice temper text I'm seeing this morning. It's on Apple TV. So you have to become a subscriber. $7.99 a month.
Mm.
Now, I know they can all add up these subscriptions, Whispers, but it's and then you can watch it, and I guess you could quit after you watch it.
Is it on Stan, did you say?
No.
Who's it on?
Apple.
Apple TV. Ah, that's why I haven't seen it come up.
Listen to what I say, do you? I just said it's on Apple TV, and you go, is it on Stan?
I thought you said Stan. You said Apple.
It sounds like Apple.
It did. The way you said it, it sounded like Stan.
No, you just don't listen. Hey, where was the rain yesterday? Did you get much of it?
Susie's down at Glenmaggie. She got 38 millimetres of rain in 20 minutes. That is some little storm cell, that.
Well, that
think about that. 38 millimetres of rain in 20 minutes.
Right, I accept that because there was not much. I couldn't find any anywhere else. None down here.
No, it's going to come. It's a wrap around. It's a wrap around. Jane showed me.
What?
Jane showed.
A reach around weather cell.
No, it's a wrap around weather cell. Yes, Jane showed me yesterday on her little graphic thing how it's going
right.
to wrap so around, and then it's going to come down the eastern seaboard. It wraps around, it sort of goes down around Bass Strait sort of ish way, right. and then wraps itself back around, and then comes back again a couple of times. That has a couple of cracks at us.
Okay.
So it's going to be, there's going to be a fair bit of water and damp.
Today's going to be a lot of rain, is there?
Yes, today-ish and then into tomorrow as well. Did you see the NRL have gone with the Dolphins? Yep, they've gone with the Dolphins. Yep, they've gone with the Dolphins. No. Oh, I got a new team out the back here. I got our main man's not listening. He's not watching. He's not concentrating. Got the young fella. What's the young fella's name?
Paddo.
Oh, Paddo. Paddo's, there he goes. He's just cancelled himself out. You're okay, mate. You're okay. I'm not going to go too hard on you on Friday. It's all fun Friday. But they've got, that's their new theme song. We'll go again. So they've got Flipper as their new theme song. They call him Flipper. Can you see those NRL boys, you know, after they've just won a big game over the Bunnies? They're all in there in the change rooms post the game, wrapped in each other's arms, singing that song?
Greater concern for Paddo right now than what's going to happen in the ad break.
No, I'm not going to go for Paddo. I've got to go to the boss for this.
Do you know Snoop's been given the flick off menu log?
For?
You know the ad menu log with Snoop's on the menu log. Snoop.
He might have priced himself out of it.
No, well, apparently, according to the article I read, Matt Kaczynski's involved. They're going with local artists.
Local rappers?
Well, local, I don't know, I haven't heard it yet, but they're reworking it and saying, why should we go overseas and pay big sheets when our local people need money? They haven't been working of late, so they're going local.
All true. I agree
Absolutely
with that.
Absolutely magnificent. I love hearing that.
Yeah, I do too, but I did like the Snoop doing it. I thought he did a marvellous job. Did you? Or you weren't in his camp, clearly?
No, I liked him, but I liked the premise of supporting local through these pretty tough times.
And Clarko's on Team Tassie. That's been announced too. He's got a six-month contract to help develop the state's push.
Who do you reckon's happiest about that?
Clarko. That would be
Who
a nice learner.
Who's least happy about that?
Hawthorne, probably.
No. Because you've got to read that. It says Al Clarkson will take the six-month consultancy on the Tassie Push for an AFL team and will directly engage with Gill and the Commission.
Right, okay. They're in for a hard time, those blokes.
They're in for an ear-bashing. Gill's gone.
Oh, no.
He used to ring me up to talk about the defence. I used to have to go and have a coffee with him and get his laptop out and show me about the spread. Now, what's he going to do when he's not coaching a team?
Okay, you and I both have watched the show Billions, okay, so you know how it operates.
Yeah.
There's 18 presidents, right? You've got to convince to vote for the Tasmanian inclusion. What sort of tactics might go on here now that Clarko's involved in as well? I'm hearing that he's redirected his flight back home. He's going to go via Sicily. Yeah. What? Listen, you only need to watch one. You only need to watch one episode.
I might take your call when you're looking for a coach. That's what's going to happen.
Well, you can go a little bit harder than that. You know how they convince people to agree with them on Billions?
What do they do?
Well, they just find out a little bit of something about somebody that might be lurking in their background somewhere.
No, Clarko wouldn't indulge in that.
No, but he might direct somebody else to. That would be the smart play.
Down the Hawks too. We'll talk about that.
And everybody puts up their hand. Who votes for the new team in Tassie?
They all fall over themselves. Me.
They dislocate their shoulders, getting their arm up that quick.
Here for Kogan Credit Cards, no annual fees, amazing rewards, garage doors redefined, 4DDoors.com.au. After the break, a nail-biting in Caulfield Cup finish from yesteryear. It's Pasload. I'm making it with Pasload. Reliability, comfort and performance.
Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Northerly in front with 100 metres to go. Fields of Omar, Republic Lasser closing. Northerly in front. Fields of Omar tries hard. Northerly.
Oh, Northerly, mate. Fields of Omar, all for Pasload, our nail-biting finish. Pasload, they have been the leading manufacturer of cordless nailers, staplers and fasteners. So Been doing it since 1986. Get in there. Reliability, comfort and performance. And the cooler of the year, jump on. Anytime today. Fun Friday. $75,000 Toyota Hilux could be yours if you take the time, Whispers.
Yes, indeed, Gary. Indeed.
What are you doing?
I've just been writing down something about another show I've been watching. Do you like mafia-style programs? Do you like?
Yes, yeah. I loved Godfather and Goodfellas and all that.
Oh, this is a doco. This is a doco on Netflix called Revenge. I wasn't going to. I started watching it and then I thought, nah, I don't like this. But then I wanted to find out how it all ended, so I ended up watching the whole series. Little bloke had a little TV station down there in Sicily and he used to report on the mafia and all the goings on down there. And then they tried to work out, they were seizing all the assets from the mafia, right? So he had like a little fledgling little TV station that he set up himself with his family and put up an antenna. And then he'd sort of do all these really, really harsh reports. You know, he'd go tough on the mafia. No one else was doing it. And then they were seizing the assets from the mafia. And then it was all about then what they were doing with those assets, then the government, after they seized them. So he went for them as well. So it was a fascinating little doco. Interesting doco. Interesting. I know it hasn't got you in completely.
I won't have to watch it now after that big pricey.
That wasn't a big pricey.
That was a long pricey.
It wasn't a long pricey at all. If you're going to tell people about a program, you've got to give them a little bit of detail. There's a lot of other stuff in there, and they wiretap him and all sorts of conversations going on with other people outside his marriage that he should have been having a chat to and all that sort of stuff, Gary.
Crikey, he's one of those ones.
Oh, it went down a different track, it did. Anyway, it's worth a watch. I think it's called Revenge.
Well, if you're a fan of Succession, this is a bit of a TV Friday. It's a great. Have you watched Succession? You'd like that.
That's no, I didn't like series. It. I didn't like it. I didn't like the characters in it. Okay. I didn't warm to any of them.
It's based on the Murdochs, basically. That's coming up for Series 3, so I think that comes out pretty quickly as well.
Ollie, ready to win the Caulfield Cup for the fifth time.
He has
to lose a lot of weight, though, doesn't he? Didn't he have to lose 5 kilos or something?
Yes.
How could Ollie lose 5 kilos?
Well, I think does he get permission? What's our producer saying? He's our racing man. He gets permission to ride a little bit over. Did I read that? Half a kilo over. Well, that's not much.
That's not much. He's still got
to
lose 4 and a half.
We'll talk to Bruce about all this. How good is it? Bruce is coming on. Great to have the number one voice of race, the number one best voice of racing in this country, along with Hoss, that we can find, and he's coming on our show. That's great.
No, he will be magnificent, and we can talk to him about a lot of other things that are going on in sport too, because he loves his sport, keeps an eye on everything. Somebody out there thinks that show sounds absolutely amazing.
Yeah, you've done a good job. You've got a few in there.
I watched that as well. How funny was the translation? There was so much emotion in it. There was. Unbelievable show. There you go.
Nice. Hey, I should mention that Norm Proven passed away. Did you read that?
Tell everybody who Norm was.
So he's part of the NRL trophy.
Yeah.
But it was your legend for the Dragons. And he's 89 years of age. The trophy for the NRL Premiers features him and Arthur Summons. So they're walking off the ground, just covered head to toe in mud. Big Arthur's like twice as big as Norm, and he's got his arm around him. Mm. And Norm's a little fella there. He's like, he'd be the equivalent of EJ or someone
or
like
Bobby
that,
Skilton or someone like that.
Bobby Skilton, yeah. So that was sad to see.
Very sad. Very sad.
And also been across some of the basketball that happened overnight.
Oh, you got the Giddy?
I don't know why I went down this rabbit hole, but Josh Giddy.
Yeah, give us his stats from overnight.
14.6 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal. He had the most points in the last quarter. I just only read what the commentator said. They said he took over the game when it needed to be won. He's 19 now, so we can no longer say he's an 18-year-old kid, but they reckon he just took over.
That's a beautiful... I was going to say, a beautiful set of numbers, that. The 14-6-3-1. That's a nice little set of numbers, isn't it?
Beautiful for a young kid. And then the Hornets, how'd the Hornets go? They played the Mavericks in their last practice match. The Hornets owned by Michael Jordan, aren't they?
Yes. Yep.
Lost by 68 points.
Yeah, they're not travelling. Well, it's a practice game. It's a pre-season. They're recognised as the Sydney Swans. Yeah, Sydney Swans, all those pre-season games, they never used to win anything.
Yeah, didn't try.
No, but then they carry it through to the regular
season. Sure, the Hornets have had the success of the Swans in recent times.
No, they haven't. 82 games. I'm reading this about Josh Giddey, talking about the fact that it's an 82-game season, the NBA season, right? You've got to back up on the road. Dude. That's a hard... He's never played that much basketball in his life.
Right.
They're going to have to just pace him, aren't they, in his first season or two?
Yeah. And I guess that's another reason why It'd be very, if you got an 82 game season ahead, it would be very hard to get interested in a practice match.
Oh, not if you're a kid though, and you're stepping
in
like him.
I'm talking about the Hornets.
Yeah, yeah, but you're talking about the old grizzled veterans. You're talking about mate.
Yeah, no, for him, he'd be
excited as hell.
Yeah, no, he'd be loving it. But I'm trying to work out how you lose by. That's the highest losing margin ever in a game.
Hmm. Gee, you're all over that trophy. You're all over the NRL trophy. It's the other way around, Gary. Norm Provan's the big bloke on the trophy.
Beg your pardon?
You had him as the small bloke.
My mistake.
Can you apologise to his family out there? They
Sorry
might be
to
listening
Norm.
To the program this morning.
Sorry to Norm and Arthur. I apologise. I read all of that this morning and I got it round the wrong way.
Well, it's just been proven again that you don't know much about the NRL.
I know. That doesn't have to be proven. That's a fact. But at least I wanted to establish and mention it. You weren't going to mention it.
I had it written down. I had it written down right here.
No.
Right here I had it written down.
I don't think you did, but anyway. well done to Garrity for mentioning him.
You know, you turned a complete negative into a self-proclaimed positive then. hey, the Kyrie Irving stuff, we've got to play that at some stage too because he went on Insta yesterday. You know what I like about this? You get so big in the world now, in the world of sports, that you don't do any interviews, right? You don't have to do anything for anybody that you don't want to do, and then you can just put the stuff out there yourself when it suits you.
Say that. I wasn't listening to one word you said.
Okay, well, just tell me what you're laughing at.
Well, I was just laughing how badly I wrongly got it.
Norm Proven is the tall person on the NRL trophy next to Archie.
Well, this is
Arthur
what happened,
Simmons,
right?
Yeah.
I looked at the picture, the iconic picture, and I thought, Norm, the little bloke.
Did he sound small, did he?
He looks like, you ever look at it? Norm looks like the small bloke.
So
and Arthur
just,
looks like the big bloke.
So you just guessed.
I know, because
his name was Norm.
Let me just say this. That is disrespectful, and it's my mistake. I didn't do it on purpose. It's my mistake.
No.
If this was a Sydney show and they were joking about Jack Dyer and Lou Richards, we'd say, what a bunch of idiots.
That's
so
right.
I accept all that. Yeah, but I did.
Okay.
I read it, and I wanted to make mention because it was absolutely worthy of mentioning, and I got it around the wrong way.
So can we just put that to one side and then just deal with this? You assumed because his name was Norm, he was the small bloke on the trophy.
Well, he looked like a Norm. Arthur looked like a Norm, and Norm looked like an Arthur. So my mistake.
And my mistake too. That doco I was talking about, it's not called Revenge, it's called Vendetta.